God, and it's my privilege to translate this morning for everybody.
我们一起来看这个《使徒行传》第二章32到41节。
Let's study together the book of Acts, chapter 2, from 32 to verse 41.
我们要从这里首先看到教会增长的因素。
And let's study through the verses, the factors of our church growth.
我们一起来念好不好?
Let's read together.
先念中文的英文的等一等啊。
Let's read in Chinese first.
请各位一起念。
Let's read together.
这耶稣神已经从我们都为这事做见证，他既被神的右手高举。 圣旨的圣灵就把你们所看见的、所听见的敲灌下来。大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说：“主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。”故此，以色列全家当确实知道。 你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主。众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受浸，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。” 因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在世方的人。这是主我们神所造的。彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说：“你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的时代。”于是领受说他话的人就受洗。那一天，门徒。
现在我们学学英文啊，大家也来英文好不好？
Let's read in English now.
God has raised Jesus to life, and we all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, He has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand. Until I make your enemies a footstool of your feet. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made his Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them and plead with them, Save your soul from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted this message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. 那这个就是教会第一次开始的情况。So
that's what happens when the church just started.
彼得能够讲这一篇道，是因为他有特别神的帮助他。
Peter, in order he can give such a speech because he got special help from God.
神怎么样帮助他呢?
How does God help him?
原来是圣灵大能的工作。
It's by the work of the Holy Spirit.
从《使徒行传》第二章一开始就告诉我们，在五旬节的时候呢，他们聚在一起的时候，突然之间。 有大风，有好像地震，有石头显现，降在这些门徒的身上。
So we can see from the beginning of verses in chapter 2 of Acts, in the days of Pentecost come, and then all the believers are gathering together. They suddenly, there's a sound like blowing of a violent wind came down from heaven and filled the whole place. And then also they saw what seems like tongues of fire separated and came down and separate and rest on each one of them.
在使徒行传第四节来告诉我们，他们被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
And in verse 4, we can see all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, other languages, as Spirit enabled them.
各位注意，他们讲这些方言啊，是其他国家的话。
Let's pay attention to the tongues we're talking about here. It's the different language.
虽然他们是犹太人,
However,
they're Hebrews.
But they can speak in other countries' language.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为那个时候许多犹太人从其他的国家回到耶路撒冷来敬拜神。
Because at that time there are a lot of people came to Jerusalem to worship God.
那圣灵感动这些门徒，就用他们所懂的从其他国家的那些乡话来说，这证明神与他们同在。
So when those apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, they are enabled to speak in tongues of those people come from the different country.
然后彼得又讲道,
and then Peter said,
那一天门徒添了3000人,
and then in that day, the people are accepted Christ or grew to 3,000.
所以我们知道，如果要教会增长, 必须有圣灵的同在。
So we now know in order for the church to grow, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
那一天圣灵降临了。And
that day, the place was filled with the Holy Spirit.
从那个时候开始，所有信主的人都会得到圣灵的充满。And
then at that time, everybody in there was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们不需要求圣灵再一次降临。
So there's no need for us to ask the Holy Spirit to come down again.
你如果是信主的,
if you're in Christ,
圣灵已经感动你了,
and you already have
没有圣灵的工作,
Spirit,
你不会信耶稣的。
Without the help of the Holy Spirit,
所以今天我求圣灵感动你, 你如果还没有信耶稣, 今天就相信他。
So I hope if you do not believe in Christ yet, I pray that Holy Spirit will touch you.
那这样子你也遵从耶稣的话去受浸。And
hopefully you will obey Jesus to be baptized.
那你受浸的时候，圣经告诉我们，你也会得到圣灵，进你的生命里面的。And
as the Bible promised, when you are baptized, the Holy Spirit will come down upon you.
这个是保罗在哥林多。 前书告诉我们的话,
this is what Paul said in 1 Corinthians.
不论何人今天任何背景, 您都信耶稣的时候, 受到圣灵来, 进到你的生命里面了。
As the 1 Corinthians says, for we were all baptized by the one Spirit, so as to form one body.
但是有时候您可能是没有 做一个基督徒的行为，得罪神犯罪的时候，那怎么办呢？
But sometimes, what should we do when we offend God?
我们就要认罪悔改，再一次求圣灵来充满我们。We
need to repent, ask Spirit to fill us.
那圣灵就帮助我们，可以为主做见证。
And then with the help of Holy Spirit, we can testify for God.
那今天我相信弟兄姐妹都愿意我们教会长大。And
I believe, brothers and sisters, everyone wants our church to grow.
我们大家都祷告说，主啊，求你充满这个教会，带领更多人来到我们教会中。And
this is our prayer for God to do His miracles and fill the church with believers.
我相信你的心中也想这个教会继续长进。
And I do believe in your heart you do want such thing.
您就需要求神帮助你自己也照着圣灵的话去传福音。
And then you need to go spread the good news.
那你就求神他的圣灵充满我们每一个。
And we need to ask God to fill us with His Holy Spirit.
那我们教会就是长进的第一步开始了。
And then this is the first step for our church to start growing.
那我们看这个教会初期的教会继续的在主里面长进。
Let's see how the church start growing in the Lord.
那长进的时候呢，经过一些步骤，我们看见那个情况，就可以从他们身上学习教会继续长进的步骤。
So let's learn from the old churches the steps for the churches to grow.
第二次教会增长的情况是这样子。
So the second time when Lord add a lot of people to the church is under such circumstances.
就是神的医治，也是彼得的讲道。
It's a healing and preaching from Peter.
啊，你可以看见彼得对一个坐在教会门口的人，他有身体的软弱，啊，耶稣说：“我奉主耶稣的名，来要你。”起来行走就拉他起来结果他就得到医治脚都得到健壮了
And then we can see when there is a beggar by the temple court called Beautiful when Peter passed by and he told him gold and silver I do not have but in the name of Jesus Christ and walk and then he helped him out
因为这个人得到医治的时候许多人都来看了是什么情况
So when the person was healed, there are a lot of people around.
然后彼得趁这个机会讲道，所以五千人也信耶稣了。
So when Peter preached the good news, and 5,000 people believed.
啊，你看，感谢主，这个就是教会长进的第二步。
So praise God, this is the second step the church, for the church to grow.
那今天我们教会实在也需要神的医治。
And nowadays, our church definitely need the healing from God.
差不多每个礼拜我都有听见弟兄姐妹说我这个身体软弱，那个人有病，那个有什么大问题，我们都要很多的祷告。
So every week, their brothers and sisters come to me and tell me about their physical illness and need prayers.
当神医治的时候，最重要弟兄姐妹是需要信心。
So when you ask for God's healing, the most important is to have faith.
彼得告诉那些人啊，他说这个人为什么他能够得到医治呢？因为他有信心。
Peter told everybody why this man was healed because he has faith.
今天我们需要求神增加我们的信心。
So we need to ask God to increase our faith.
然后神就帮助你得到医治。
And then God will help you.
同时要彼此更多的祷告
And then also we need to pray for each other.
这样子您得到医治的时候神也在教会里面做他更大的长进的工作
So when you were healed and God has done miracles in everybody's life
因为你的亲戚朋友都看见你的医治嘛对不对
Because people around you all have seen you got better
神已经在听我们的祷告了谢谢
God has already heard our
prayers, 但是我们更需要多一些祷告
but we need to pray a little more.
我可以保证如果神在今天医治这里所有的人的话通通的好马上好的话下个礼拜这里就充满人了
So I can imagine if God answered every prayer and healed everybody's illness here and next week This sanctuary will be full of people.
因为你自己都有信心了
Because you have faith.
你也会更带人来信耶稣了
And then
对不对
you will bring more people here.
今天你不能够带人来教堂
And today you can't bring people here.
我们不能够带领人信耶稣
We can't lead people to Christ.
为什么
Why?
自己都不信心没有信心了
Because of our lack of faith.
我怎么知道你没有信心啊
How do I know your lack of faith?
因为你自己都没有祷告啊
Because you have not prayed.
你自己都没有每天为自己祷告你怎么叫人为你祷告
You have not prayed for yourself. How can you pray for others?
你说祷告什么
So you say, what can I pray about?
神啊赦免我的罪
God, Forgive my sin.
医治我的疾病。
And heal my sickness.
帮助我控制自己。
Help me to control myself.
帮助我不要做一些我不应该做的事。
Help me not to do the things I'm not supposed
to do. 帮助我不要吃一些我不应该吃的东西。
And help me not to eat the things I
should not eat. 帮助我好好的管理我自己。
Help me to control my body.
那神就医治你了。
And then God will heal you.
对不对？神就会帮助教会也得到借助你得到长进。
And God will help the church.
那第三件我们看见那个教会第三件事情神让他长进的经过。
So let's see the third thing that God has made the church.
哇，这个是很厉害的事情。
And this is not something like.
我希望我们的教会不会经过这个情况。
And I hope our church will not experience such thing.
原来有一对夫妇啊，来到教会欺骗教会。
So there's a couple, Ananias and his wife Sapphira, come to the church.
啊，你知道这个事情啊？这一对夫妇，
他
来到彼得面前，都说：“哦，我们把全家的东西都奉献给神了，我们很爱主啊。”
So they sold a piece of land and brought some of the money to Peter and pretend that's all of the money.
那彼得说：“没有人要你奉献啊。”
And Peter said, "Nobody asked
you." 你不需要奉献的。
You don't have to.
但是你奉献了都不要骗神啊。
But if you do things,
你根本就留下一些东西给自己，但是要说什么都奉献了。
Why did you tell God that you give him everything, but
you
keep some for yourself?
你是欺骗神啊。
So you're not lying to man, but to God.
神就特别在他的教会里面第一次重重的来惩罚这一对夫妇。
So God has punished them severely.
他们就倒在地上都死掉了。
They fell on the ground and died.
所以听见的人都非常的惧怕。
So everybody who heard about this was filled with fear.
欺骗神不是好玩的事情啊。
So lying to God is not something we should do.
来到教会崇拜我们不能欺骗神。
We come to church worship God, we cannot lie to him.
神没有要求我们做这个做其他有什么大奉献。
So God did not require you to do any bigger investment.
但是我们不能在外表做得很好，但是在里面我们没有遵从神的话。
But we cannot pretend on the outside that we're doing everything God wants us to do, but inside we disobey him.
还欺骗人，让人家以为，哎，我是很好的基督徒。
And then lie to other people, see, look at me, I'm a good Christian.
神一定审判的。
And God will judge you.
甚至乎有时候神会让这些欺骗的人得到疾病。
And sometimes those people will get sickness.
让我举一个例子。
For example,
保罗说，你们来收主餐。
Peter said, you come to take the cup and.
你们没有好好的检查自己，审查自己，来吃主餐的时候随随便便，当然随便一个吃饭。
Well, you have not examined yourself. Just come to eat and drink at the Lord's table.
结果保罗说，你们中间有许多人睡了。
So Paul said, that's why some of you fall asleep.
这是什么意思啊？
What's that mean?
死掉啊。
That means died.
那这个很严重的事啊，很严重的事。
This is very serious.
上礼拜我们看创世纪三十八章，看到有一个神要选的一个雅各的儿子叫做犹大。
So last week we look at the Genesis 38.
犹大，他跟从世界，离开自己的信主的家庭。
So we can see Judas loved the world and left his left the Lord.
他娶了一个不信主的一个迦南人。
So he married a Canaanite.
他也没有好好的教导自己的儿子。
And he has not teach his sons and daughters well.
他好多事跟从世界。
And then he's just follow the world.
做事随随便便的，没有跟从神的旨意。
And whatever he does not obey the Lord.
结果是怎么样呢？
And what happened to him?
他有三个儿子。
He had three sons.
死了两个。
And then two of them died.
最后太太都没有了。
And then, even his wife passed away.
你看，神会审判他的教会。
Look, God will judge his church.
神会清洁他的信他的人。
And God will clean those who believe in him.
当教会清洁那些东西的时候，拒绝那些欺骗的行为的时候，神才施恩给教会降进。
And then God will give us blessing when we clean out the filth.
所以信主的人就会增多了。
So and then the believers will increase.
所以信耶稣不是随便的问题啊。
So it's not a simple thing. Just say I believe in Jesus.
不能你一边受尽，也是我要信耶稣，另外一边也不遵守神的话，做自己的事，那神会管教的。
You can be one hand and say I will be baptized into the name of Jesus. On the other hand, I'll do whatever I want, be disobedient.
在外表来教会要奉献，要做这个，要侍奉，都是很好。
And outside you go to the church and then serve the church, it's all good.
但是不能够欺骗神啊。
But you cannot lie to God.
我们的基督徒的名称跟我们的行为要相称，大家都要一样。
So the name of being a Christian and our actions should be the same.
那第四样，我们看见这个教会长进的一个因素。
So the fourth factor for the church to grow.
当然要圣灵的同在。
Of course, with the help of Holy Spirit.
你要讲道。
With a preaching.
我们呢要得到医治。
And then we need to receive
healing. 我们要管教。
And we need to discipline.
第四样要解决教会的问题。
And the fourth, we need to solve complaints.
选举一些好的领袖。
And election of deacons.
那因为那个时候门徒增多了。
Because at time their disciples are increasing.
教会里面有两派了。
And there are two groups.
一些是犹太人。
One is a Hebrew.
一些是希尼里人。
One is a Grecian Jews.
就是希腊人了。
That's a people from Greece.
那两方面呢，没有照顾得好了。
So those two groups are complaining about.
那些犹太人的照顾他们的寡妇，他们需要非常好。
So the Hebrew Jews, and then they're trying to take care of their widows.
但是那一些所谓希腊人的犹太人，那一些来到教会呢，他们没有被好好的照顾。
But the Grecian Jews are not.
那就有埋怨了。
So there are complaints.
那怎么去解决呢？
So how to solve that problem?
最好的方法了，选举新的领袖。
So the good solution is to election deacons.
所以彼得门徒告诉他们，你们要从你们中间选一些好名声的、有智慧、被圣灵充满的人，让他们来侍奉主、管理这些事。
So Peter suggests, let's choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom to hand the responsibilities to them.
感谢主，当他们选好领袖之后。
Thank be to God when they have elected deacons.
你看圣经讲得很清楚，说他们的人数就增多，神的道就兴旺起来了。
So we can see the Bible says the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly.
那还有一点后面还有一点就是，长进的一个因素。
And then there's another factor.
那个因为那个时候门徒增多，他们信耶稣，但是其他世界的人不高兴。
So at that time, when people turned to Christ, but there are huge group of people are not very happy about that.
他们受基督徒受到逼迫了。
So they there are persecutions.
他们就要分散到其他的地方了。
And then they were scattered to other provinces.
但是在受逼害的时候，反而他们会传福音了，到处传耶稣。
But under such severe persecution, they actually bring the gospel to every region.
你记得那个时候有一个著名的人叫做扫罗，他也逼害教会，对不对？
Do you remember the leader at that time? His name is Saul.
哦，扫罗又拉人进监狱，啊，又甚至乎呢，要政府呢来好好的对付这些基督徒。
And Saul was persecuting the church severely. He put Christians in jail and then trying to persuade the governor for him to go to other regions to rescue them.
当基督徒受逼害的时候，神会做奇妙的事。
But when you're under persecution, and God will do miracles.
神把保罗拯救过来，把他生命有完全的改变。
But God saved Saul and totally changed his life.
结果我们发觉教会反而更加的增长了。
And then we find out the church, the members are actually increased.
那今天在美国的基督徒说我们很自由的聚会。
So we can say we can worship freely in America.
我们不像在中国大陆啊，他们禁止人到处传福音的。
And we do not have such restrictions as in mainland China. You cannot spread the gospel freely.
但是其实啊，我告诉你，有时候在美国传福音更困难啊。
But I tell the truth, sometimes it's more difficult to spread the gospel here in the United States.
因为现在越来越多人去告基督徒，许多所谓律师为了赚钱，为了他们的方法，就逼害基督徒不能再公众的来讲耶稣的名。
And because of there are a lot of circumstances, Christians are not allowed to preach the gospel in some places.
甚至乎在一个国家的一个墓碑啊，一个坟场里面啊，他们不让那些撞的人放耶稣基督的名字。
So even in one cemetery, they are not allowed to put the name of Jesus on the tombstone.
有许多城市，包括 Missionville.
There are a lot of cities.
如果他们说啊，牧师，请你去祷告。
Including Missionville, say, Pastor, we want you to preach and pray.
不能讲耶稣的名。
But you cannot mention the name of Jesus Christ.
你有没有听过在美国许多祷告，总统的 受职的时候要祷告，从来不讲耶稣的名。
Have you heard about all these prayers in the present inauguration? They never mention the name of Jesus Christ.
有许多老师在学校里面桌子上面不能放一本圣经在哪里。
And at school on the teacher's table, they're not allowed to put Bibles.
如果你放圣经，开除，不能做老师。
If you do such things, they'll fire you.
你看，这些事情越来越多啊。
Look at, we have more and more persecutions like that in the United States.
就在最近，一个城市里面，在外面师父面前的十条诫命的碑啊、牌啊、石头啊，要出去，不能再放在政府的地方。
Yeah, in the government there used to be a Ten Commandments monument, and then they have to remove that.
基督徒开始越来越受迫害了。
And now we can feel more and more persecutions.
你敢去传福音吗？
Are you there? Can you have the courage to spread the gospel?
但是感谢主，那些人虽然受逼迫，更加愿意传福音。
But thank be to God, however under persecution, those people are more eagerly to spread the good news.
主与他们同在，信主的人就更多了。
And God's hands was with them, so there are more people believe in the Lord.
今天福音的能够商传，教会的长进，一定是靠您去传福音的。
So now, if we want more people to believe the Lord,We need you to spread the good news.
你够胆求神给你聪明智慧，带你的亲友，带你的同工朋友带到教会吗？带他们信耶稣吗？
Do you have the strength and the heart to bring your relatives and your co-workers to church to lead them to Christ?
我们今天有些新受浸的弟兄姐妹。
We have some brothers and sisters who have just been baptized.
他们来到教会不是因为 牧师的工作。
They come to our church not because of the pastor.
乃是因为弟姐妹们自己的工作。
But because of the brothers and sisters.
你去传福音就带领他们信耶稣了。
You go preach the gospel and bring people to church.
我希望在复活节今年的时候也再有受浸。
And I hope Easter this year we will have more baptism.
让我们同工一起带人信耶稣。
Let us work together to bring people to Christ.
那这个就是传福音的重要。
This is the importance of preaching the gospel.
那还有一件，今天有时间跟大家分享，就是要得到好的老师来做训练。
And there's one more thing I want to share with you is we need good teacher to receive good trainings.
你看见教会那个时候啊，长进的时候呢，需要人才带领他们熟悉圣经，更加的长进。
So we know as the disciples are increased, we need more people to teach them and train them.
那个来的人才呢，就叫做巴拿巴。
So there's a guy called his name is Barnabas.
耶路撒冷派人去到安提阿，去让他来教训带领这个教会。
So the church in Jerusalem actually went to Antioch to invite him over to teach the church.
巴拿巴觉得我一个人不够。
So Barnabas think it's myself is not enough.
我需要人帮忙。
I need help.
他怎么办呢？
What did he do?
啊，他去好远了，去找扫罗了。也是，扫罗已经变成保罗了。啊，他保罗啊，你来帮我在安提阿教导那个教门徒。
So what did he do? He went all the way to Tarsus to look for Saul. Saul now has already become Paul. Say, come over here and help me.
因为他们的教导，所以门徒就开始被称为基督徒，是就在那个时候开始。
And then they teach the church, and then start from that time.Christians were first called in Antioch.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要很好的教导，对不对？
So we need good trainings, do we?
那所以我们教应该做些什么东西呢？
So what should we do?
啊，我们今天啊听到看见这个榜样了，第一个教导我们应该做什么？
So we have seen the examples from old churches.
第一，我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
因为你已经信耶稣了，神已经与你同在，圣灵一定会感动你的。当你晚上祷告的时候，或者你在早上来读经的时候，神会感动你，甚至乎今天在坐在这里，神会感动你。我保证神一定会向你说话。
I promise you, God will talk to you.
好像他跟我讲一样。
Just as He's talking to me.
他在你的脑海里面，在你的心中向你说话。
He talked to you in your head, in your heart.
说什么呢？
What does He say?
只有你知道。
Only you know.
我可能不知道。
I don't know.
你知道的时候，要遵从神的话。
When you hear it, when you know it, be obedient.
我知道，我们教会有些弟兄姐妹，没有人说什么，没有。人啊，跟人家劝他什么，他就在教会里面为教会做了一些很好的工作。
So we know there are a lot of brothers and sisters doing a lot of good things to the church.
或者在教会里面做一些很伟大的奉献。
And then contribute to the church in a great deal.
圣灵的感动。
And it's moved by the Spirit.
啊，第二件事情。
And second one.
不要叫圣灵担忧。
Do not quench the spirit.
那圣经讲得很清楚，我们会让圣灵忧愁的。
Sometimes, in the Bible, it teaches we will grieve the Holy Spirit.
这是不听神的话了。
That means being disobedient.
犯罪啊。
And then, committed sin.
知道神的话也不去做啊。
And knowing what you need to do, you should do, you don't do.
得罪神也得罪人呐。
Offended God, offended man.
有时候随便自己没有控制自己的口。
And sometimes we lose control of our mouth.
随便在教会讲一些话得罪了人了。
And say something carelessly offend people.
那怎么办？
What do we do?
马上悔改。
Repent.
不要让你的良心责备你。
Do not let your conscience.
不要让你的圣灵里面的圣灵担忧啊。
Do not grieve your Holy Spirit.
这样子圣灵就充满我们了。
So and now the Holy when the
Holy Spirit
filled us.
这个是第一件事情。
It's the first thing.
我们教会必须要做的。
Our church has to do.
对圣灵敏感。
So be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
那第二件事情做什么呢？
And what's the second thing?
就像雅各书告诉我们了。
It's like the book of James.
我们要大家一起来。
So we'll all come together.
为受有病的人祷告。
And pray for the sick.
那这个礼拜四我会带弟兄姐妹去一个地方祷告。
And this Thursday, I'll lead brothers and sisters to a place to pray.
这位姐妹九十多岁了。
And this sister is in her 90s.
在病床上很病得很厉害。
And she's very ill.
但是我觉得我们还是需要为她祷告。
But I think there is a need for all of us to pray for her.
如果你喜欢我们来查经之后呢，就一起去她的医院里面为这个李伯母祷告。
So this Thursday after our Bible study, if you're willing, we're gonna go pray for Lady Lee.
因为这个是圣经里面的吩咐。
Because it's what the Bible tells us to do.
我们要彼此认罪。
So we would confess our sins.
互相代求。
And then pray for each other.
使我们可以得到医治。
So that our sickness, our illness will be healed.
圣经讲。一人祈祷的法的力量是大有功效的。
So the Bible says when we pray together, there's a great power.
所以我相信您的祷告有功效。
So I believe there is power.
有些人说，我的祷告很有功效。
Some people say my prayer is really powerful.
感谢主。
Thank God.
但是不能说其他弟兄姐妹祷告没有功效啊。
But you can't say other people's prayer is not powerful.
每一个弟兄姐妹今天坐在这里，你的祷告一样有功效。
Everybody sitting here, your prayers are all powerful.
因为圣经讲，好像以利亚这个大先知，他跟我们的性情也是一样，一方面祷告神答应了他了，一方面他也害怕去逃跑的。
So it's the same thing like.What we felt is like old time, the prophet Elijah. He's praying at one time, and then he was trying to run away in the next second.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们需要同心祷告，求神医治我们。
So we need to pray together.
求神给我们健康。
To pray so God will heal us.
那教会就长进了。
And then to increase as
第三件事情我们要做的
the third thing we need to do,
我们要清洁教会
we need to training and discipline and clean the church
那为什么神不听祷告呢有时候
why sometimes you think God is not listening to us
非常简单
it's very simple
教会里面有罪
because they're full of sins
有罪神在哪里会听你祷告对吧
when you're full of sin,How can God listen to you?
所以圣经教导我们有些弟兄姐妹不按规矩而行的不遵守圣经的教训的远离他们
So that's why the Bible teaches if brother and sister in the church that be disobedient stay away from them
有些人说牧师啊其实话太重了
Some people say, Pastor, that's too much.
我们有爱心嘛
We're loving people.
我们要照顾人啦
We need to take care of them.
如果犯罪，我们要为他祷告，把他带回来啊。
If they commit sin, we need to pray for them and bring them back.
非常对。
Very right, very much right.
但是如果有弟兄或者姐妹劝来劝去，讲来讲去都不悔改，还是不守规矩的。弟兄姐妹，不要给他电话。
So,
我告诉你。
But after so many tries, they do not repent. So, brothers and sisters.
你说他有些东西做得很好啊。
But sometimes you say, oh, they do something else really well.
让神来管教他了。
Let God discipline them.
你不要跟他同心合意啊。
And do not be associated with them.
因为你跟他同心合一的时候，就是跟他同样犯罪，同意他所做的。
Because if associate with him, that means agree with him what he does was wrong.
圣经讲得很清楚。
So it was clear.
基督徒不能随便批评别人。
So we do not criticize.
是不能随便论断别人。
We do not judge others.
如果我们这样继续去论断其他弟兄姐妹的时候，是犯了神的规矩了。
So if we judge others, God will judge ourselves.
我们要清洁。
So we need to be disciplined.
然后你可以不同意我所讲的。
Yeah, you can be disagree with me.
但是你看，神一定管教。
But you will see God.
如果我讲错，神会管教我。
If I say something wrong, God will discipline
me. 但是如果你不听神的话，神一定也会管教。
If you don't listen to what God says, God will discipline you.
因为我们都想教会长进。
Because we all want our church to grow.
第四件事情。
The fourth.
那这段圣经你有没有登出来是说什么呢
？It's the First Timothy. We don't have verses on it.
你回家来看看好不好
？So how about you go home and
read it? 因为前两个礼拜已经讲过了。
So we talk about it in a couple of weeks.
就是选举执事的资格，选举请牧师做牧师人的资格是怎么样
？So that's basically is what the qualifications of a pastors, elders, and deacons.
我们在三月会有候选人来愿意做我们的牧师了。
So in March, we'll have someone come here that are willing to be our pastor.
我们要知道做牧师的资格是什么，对不对
？So we need to know the qualifications.
然后找到一个好牧师。
And then hopefully we'll find a good pastor.
还有一件事情。
And one more thing.
我们需要选举好的执事。
We need to elect good deacons.
执事干什么的
？What they do?
爱主的。
They must love the Lord.
好的模范的。
And then good example.
带领人侍奉主的。
And then willing to serve the Lord.
愿意帮助别人的。
And willing to help others.
好像四提凡一样。Stephen, 好像是。
Oh, like Stephen.
那第五件事情。
So the fifth.
那第五件事以弗所书第六章十九节是讲什么东西呢
？So it's in Book of Ephesians 6:19.
原来保罗说你要为我祷告。
So Paul said, pray for me also.
他说我为你们祷告。
So I pray for you.
你们穿上全副的军装为神打仗。
So you have your armors of God to fight for God.
但是你要为我祷告。
But you have to pray for me also.
祷告什么呢
？For what?
放胆传福音。
So I have the courage to preach the good news.
保罗自己都不够胆了，他觉得。
So Paul thinks he's not courageous enough.
你为我祷告，让我够胆。
So he asked their prayers.
弟兄姐妹，你要为自己祷告啊。
So brothers and sisters, you need to pray for yourself.
你不够胆去传福音嘛，对不对啊
？So you Have encouragement.
你说这个是你牧师的事。
So you say, hey, pastor, that's your job.
对不起，不是。
No, it's not.
是所有基督徒的工作。
It's every Christian's responsibility.
求神给你放胆传福音。
Pray God to give you courage.
好像其他的姐妹一样，带领人到神的面前。
Like all the other brothers and sisters, bring people to the Lord.
我们也有训练，对不对
？So we have training too.
可以知道怎么带人是耶稣。
And we'll teach you and train you how to lead people to Christ.
在洛杉矶
，in Los
Angeles, 这个 downtown 就是更近这个 Stapleton 这个体育馆的。
In the downtown,
旁边不远呢有一个教会，是一个叫做会幕浸信会 Tabernacle。
So there is a church near downtown LA, close to Stables.
他们请我在圣诞前夕二十四号晚上去讲道。
So they invited me to preach in their church, on Christmas Eve.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这个教会许多中国人去。
Because there are a lot of Chinese people, goes to that church.
都是大学生。
They're all college students,
都是年轻人
and they're all young people.
好多年轻人在哪里聚会
A lot of young people there.
非常高兴的
And very happy.
哦，他们怎么样传福音呢
How do they preach the good news?
每个礼拜
Every week.
礼拜三
Wednesday.
牧师跟副牧师跟领袖带领他们去大学传福音
So pastors, senior pastors, and other leaders of the church will take him to the colleges.
结果许多中国的学生听到福音都愿意来教堂了。
So it caused a lot of Chinese students who heard the good news are willing to go to church.
神就施恩这个教会了。
So God has shown great mercy to this church.
这个牧师呢跟我很熟，是老朋友。
So the pastor of the church is my old friend.
他有两个副牧师。
He has two assistant pastors.
一个是美国人。
One is American.
一个是中国人，姓陈的。
The other is Chinese.
是一个医师。
Is a doctor.
一个年轻的医师。
A very young doctor.
从前不信耶稣的。
Has he didn't believe in the Lord before.
后来因为有病。
And then later he was sick.
牧师又去探访他，带领他。
And then the pastor visited him.
他信耶稣了。
And then he became a
believer. 同时他也做了一个好的领袖。
And then later on, he became a good leader.
那虽然他念医念完了，做了医生了。
However, he finished the medical school and being a doctor.
最贱奉献，愿意做副牧师。
And then he's willing to leave.
那就是说，一边行医，一边去传都传道。
Now he's willing to be as a doctor one time.
每个礼拜三，他是医师很忙了啊。每个礼拜三。带领大学生去学校去downtown传福音。
So every Wednesday he will lead those college students to downtown to preach the good news.
他们另外一个牧师是美国人。
The other pastor was American.
他是在 UCLA 毕业的。
He's graduated from UCLA.
拿了两个博士。
He has two doctors.
一个是数学博士。
One is in
mathematics. 一个是经济博士，学博士。
One is in economics.
好厉害啊！哦。他本来是相信进化论的，相信进化论。
So he originally is an evolutionist.
后来牧师有机会碰到他，跟他传福音。
And then the pastor have an opportunity to talk to him.
为他祷告。
And pray for him.
可能他自己有些问题了，需要牧师来训导他了。
And then he's willing to accept the teaching and training.
结果信了耶稣了。
And then believe in the Lord.
现在写了一本书。
And now he has written a book.
那本书就是说。为什么不相信进化论？
And then now the book titles Why I Do Not Believe in Darwin's Evolution.
他在这个教会里面呢，许多年轻人很喜欢他。
So in the church, a lot of young people are really fond of him.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他很懂得念书啊，他拿两个博士啊。
Because he really know how to study.
他教那些中国的学生，你怎么样在学校可以拿到好的成绩，怎么样可以念书最好。
So it's really attractive to Chinese students to know how to study and how to get good grades.
在去年，他的奉献完全放下一切，不再去赚钱啊。做那些经济什么东西，现在做牧师了，副牧师了。
So in the past year, he left everything behind to be a full-time assistant pastor.
那最后一件事情邀请大家做的。
So the last one we need to do.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
求神的意志在我们当中。
Ask the will of God.
要除去一切教会里面不清洁的事情。
And then we need to get rid of all the uncleanness in the church.
我们要选举是牧师，要找到好的领袖。
We need to like good pastors and good deacons.
我们要到处放胆传福音。
We need to be bold and brave to preach the gospel.
同时要参加训练。
And also at the same time, we need.
好像巴拿巴跟保罗教导他们的教会。
Barnabas and Paul are teaching their churches.
今天神已经为我们预备了，为我们预备了。
So today is we have something to prepare for us.
因为我们已经有好的老师来教我们了，对不对？
Because we already have a lot of good teachers teach us.
在1月30号开始有好的训练了。
And then starting from January 30th, there are a lot of good trainings.
哇，这个还是神学院的院长来教导我们呢。
And the leader of the school of a ministry school.
感谢主，我们需要参加训练。
So thank God, we need the training.
然后放胆有圣灵的同在去传福音。
And then be courageous.And with the Holy Spirit's help, let's go spread the good news.
知道怎么去探访领人归主。
So how?
愿神施恩赐福弟兄姐妹。
So may God give us grace and mercy.
我们不单只有14个人参加了已经。
So we not only have 14 people already.
我希望有30个人参加。
I hope there will be 30.
那你说我不懂中文那怎么办
？So some people said I don't speak Chinese. What do I do?
我帮你翻译。
So I'll be translator.
让大家受训练。
So everybody will receive the proper training. 领人
归死主啊，是最快乐的事情。
And it's most
真的真的
pleasing thing.
你能够领人归主，哇，你会心灵里快乐的不得了啊。
So if you can lead people to Christ, it's the most joy you could ever experience.
所以愿主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
让我们使教会增长。
Help us to make our church grow.
让我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
有没有机会从